68 Ring Radio.
Dr. Peters?
Yes, sir.
Are you expecting us to believe this is an anti-communist revolution?
What is your question specifically?
Chip, I'd like to ask the man if he is expecting his listeners to believe that this so-called revolution is anti-communist in nature.
No, sir, it is not anti-communist in nature. This revolution that is going to take place in the beginning of the middle of May, I hope he understands what I have been trying to say. I am trying to say that a coup d'etat against the ruling circles, the real ruling circles of this country, has taken place by murder against the Rockefellers. Now, the people who were supporting the Rockefellers are now in power here in Washington, D.C. These people are not communists. They are atheistic Bolsheviks, the new atheistic Bolsheviks who are now in power here in Washington. And their revolution will begin taking hold in the middle of May. Now, why do I say that? It's because there has been a definite intelligence plan for the last 3.5 years to go to war in the Middle East. The Americans, just as the Cubans are the fighters for Russia in Africa, we have our own fighters in the form of the Israelis. And that is what I proved in my audio letter number 40 in the Guyana episode. Beginning sometime in middle of May, this plan has been changed 3 times, but the plan that is on track today is for American and Israeli strike forces to bomb and destroy for a period of 10 years the Saudi Arabia oil fields. That is why the private agreement with Israel was made here last month, to the effect that Israel will be getting oil for the next 15 years. And that is why Vice President Mondale is in Norway signing agreements that Norway will supply Israel with oil. And therefore, everything is going to be planned. All it is necessary now is for a trigger in the Middle East, whether it is manufactured or not, for Saudi Arabian oil fields to be bombed, put out of commission for the next 10 years, and this will give an excuse to our secret rulers now in the government to close down America, institute gas rationing, institute controls over capital exports, and this is going to bring on a dictatorship here in America.
You're on 68 Ring Radio.
Hello, Doctor. I wonder if you can tell me if what you have to say relates to the documentary The Late Great Planet Earth, Orson Welles put on, where he mentioned several things similar to what you're talking about, plus a pen country power that is supposed to take over ruling a good share of the country or something like that.
Dr. Peters?
Yes. Those are very good questions, you know. But today, 1984, is here with us. Science has come so far, Chip, that the American people don't realize what science has brought forth in ways of war and espionage, sabotage, and just plain snooping. They have weapons today on both sides that are so gruesome that a person cannot have a private life today. For example, I mentioned that they're going to bring a dictatorship here beginning next month in the United States. And one of the things they're going to put in operation is a constitution, a new constitution, and it is already ready. It's called the New States Constitution. And Chip, if anyone wants a free copy of that, all they've got to do is to write me here in Washington.
Okay, we'll share your address, sir, in about 8 minutes. You're on 68 Ring Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to ask your guest, what does he think about the Watergate thing? Does he think that was a frame-up, or was it just something, some stupid move or an accident, or what's his feeling about Watergate?
That's a very good question also. The Watergate was done for a certain purpose. I've gone into great detail in my audio letters on Watergate, but the bottom line is that it was to take out Spiro Agnew and President Nixon in order for Nelson Rockefeller to come into power. And of course, you know, he did get into power because Ford nominated him under Nelson Rockefeller's 25th Amendment to the United States Constitution. And had Sarah Jane Moore been more accurate, Ford would have been murdered and Nelson Rockefeller would have been president. I was privy to all this through the intelligence sources that I have. And these things do happen, and they were just about to happen here in the United States when someone thwarted the shot of Sarah Jane Moore. She did say she wanted to make Nelson Rockefeller president, but she was programmed through a certain intelligence agency by way of the Treasury Department who did supply her with the gun to shoot President Ford.